It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's time for the Warriors on your home for Wausau West sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And good evening and welcome back to the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse and the championship round of the Wausau West Turkey Shoot. The Wausau West Warriors take on the Northern Pines Eagles. From the Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holtz. Just had the first game of the evening, the consolation round, that saw Newman Catholic defeat Crandon 65-58. Last night, Wausau West started their season off in impressive fashion, defeating Crandon by a score of 73-41, while it was Northern Pines knocking off Newman Catholic 37-22. It's a very different looking Northern Pines team. They lost a lot of a terrific senior class from a year ago. They had had perhaps the best stretch of high school boys basketball that they had had for a very, very long time at Pines through last season. But it's a program that has been a better program in recent years, so it'll be interesting to see what Coach Terry Clement has up his sleeve for this season. For Wausau West, it was a good start last night against Crandon. And Wausau West, again, a team that it's going to be interesting to watch. Again, not a lot of size, but it's always a very tough basketball team. You got to be able to make the shots, and that's one of the big keys, again, for Coach Nate Lemons and his team. We're going to take a very fast break and then come back and hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Nate Lemons, coming up next. Wausau West Warrior Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and
hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Part of a high school boys basketball doubleheader tonight. The second game, the championship round of the 2023 Wausau West Turkey Shoot. Warriors taking on the Northern Pines Eagles. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Nate Lemons. And coach, great to see you again. It seems like we just keep coming back year after year after year, but it's always great to see you. Last night, sounds like your team got off to a good start. Played Crandon and earned the win in the first round of this tournament. I unfortunately wasn't here, but maybe a thumbnail sketch on what you thought your team did well last night.
Yeah, I thought our energy was good. We're making some changes, obviously, on the defensive end, just kind of switching how we're guarding things. So it's been exciting to kind of work through some of those adjustments and see the kids really buy into what we're trying to do and the pace that we're trying to play at, and just kind of defensively what we're looking to accomplish. So I thought the energy was really good. I thought we really bothered them with our ball pressure, and then that allowed us to get out and transition. I didn't think we shot the ball overly well, and I thought we had the right guys shooting it. But I think that first game jitters, and there's a lot of guys coming back, but also there's a lot of new guys. So I just thought our energy was good, and just the intensity in which we competed at.
You opened the door, so I'm going to ask in terms of changing a little bit what your mentality is on the defensive side of the basketball. What is changing? What do you want to see from your team on that side of the court? Because for the most part over the years, West has always been a very tough defensive team. What are you changing up?
I hope we're not changing up the fact that we're going to be a tough defensive team.
But,
you know, since I've been here, we've kind of been, and this is, you know, the same thing that Jeff Brewink did, the same type of defensive philosophy has just been pack line. Just, you know, we're not going to allow teams in the middle, and we're not going to allow teams to penetrate us, and just kind of pack it in, kind of a Dick Bennett style defense. And this year, I just felt like we're a little more athletic, and we look like we're going to be a little more athletic coming up and a little deeper. So we're gonna do a little more of a push in, trying to force baseline and bringing guys over and just trying to keep the ball on one side of the floor. And it's a little bit more of aggressive defense, but I think it's a little bit more disruptive. And my hope is that we can generate some offense doing this. And you know, I think we've got the group to do it. I think we have the athleticism to do it. Now it's just making sure we're disciplined enough and have the awareness and anticipation that's required to be good at it and beat the teams that we want to beat doing it.
And one of the aspects of something like that, I imagine, is to try to get maybe an easy basket or two, because sometimes it can get, you know, you see over the years where you grind out possessions, you can do well on the possessions, but then not make the shot. And it just feels like, you know, it gets a little bit more difficult when you don't have those easy baskets. I imagine that defensive philosophy actually turns over on the offensive end as well to try to get the offense going.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, in the past, we've been that team that's just not gonna beat ourselves, and we're not gonna let teams get easy baskets. And I think we've done a good job of that. But sometimes our offense has struggled to generate, you know, whether it be making shots, whether it be just going on lulls where we're not scoring the basketball. So we're hoping that this change is just a little bit more of a we're gonna set the tone, and we're gonna be a little bit more active and impose our will on teams instead of being a little bit more laid back and just letting teams move the ball, and us just saying we're not going to break. We'll bend a little bit, we're not going to break. So we're hoping that this kind of generates and maybe gets us, you know, rejuvenated offensively, and because we got to score the ball better. And so we're hoping that this does that.
What about the team itself in terms of both between the lines and maybe even outside the lines in the locker room at practice? Who are the guys that you're hoping at least early on at least to set the tone for your team?
Yeah, I think we got a good group. You know, we've got experience, we've got youth. It's a good mix. I think we're athletic, and I think we have some depth. We're not as deep as maybe at times we're going to want to be. I think once we get healthy, fully healthy, we'll have the depth that's required. But you know, our captains are Brett Butala, Drew Riley, and Griffin Lang. You know, Brett and Griffin have obviously played a lot of RC basketball, and I think Drew's one of those guys that, you know, his minutes will be sporadic here and there, and some games he might play a decent amount, some games not as much, but he's one of those guys that gets the game, and so he's a great vocal guy for us because he understands it. His teammates know he gets the game, so he can relate some of that communication piece, which I think is important from a captain standpoint. And then we got young guys. You know, we got Marcus McDonald, who's got a little bit of experience. We got Brady Phelps, who played a lot JV, but he was hurt last year, but we're excited about him. Lucas Hager's obviously a guy that can make shots for us. Karji Cooper's a sophomore for us that we think the ceiling is really, really high for. You know, and then Jackson Albee, he's battling a little ankle injury from football, but he gives us a physical presence that I think we'll need. And Nico Federici is a junior for us that has really had a really good first couple of weeks. He's out with a broken finger, but he's going to, you know, play some JV, and we're going to get him a ton of minutes. And then he's going to come in and maybe give us some minutes at the varsity level. So we're excited about that. And then Bennett Mattson had a great JV season, and we did that on purpose because we knew he was going to have to step in, and he's our fifth starter, and he's going to have to play big for us at times, but he's very versatile. So as much as people might say, oh, man, how are you going to guard a big with the lineup you have? Well, they got to guard us too. So we like our group. We got to stay healthy. You know that. That's been a struggle for us the past couple of years. Last year we were fairly healthy. But it's just a good group of kids that they compete. We compete at a high level. And I think if we can find a way to consistently put the ball in the hoop, I think we're going to be a tough team to play against.
Best of luck tonight. Best of luck throughout the season.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons, will come back at the starting lineups and the opening tip. Warriors against Northern Pines on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Chad Holmes back again from the field house at Wausau West High School. Taking a look at the starting lineup very quickly as we're almost ready to go. For Northern Pines, starters are Jonathan Miller, Cody Voida, A.J. Mensch, Jacob Beer, and Jordan Evans. For Wausau West, the starters are Lucas Hager, number 0, Marcus McDonald, number 2, Griffin Lang, number 3, Bennett Mattson, number 10, and Brett Butala, number 11. Here at this tournament, the Warriors actually wearing the road dark blue tonight with the gold numerals and the white trim. Northern Pines in their normal home whites with the blue numerals and the red trim. And Pines will win the tip, and we are underway. A.J. Mensch, Jr. into the forward court, setting things up. Wausau West coming out in a man-to-man. Pass is nearly stolen, but grabbed by Jordan Evans. Evans' pass is deflected. Grabbing it is Cody Voida. Voida moves it right-hand side to Mensch. He'll try a three. Hit the front iron, no good. Long rebound is chased down by Pines and Jacob Beer. Beer on the right wing side between the circles, Cody Voida. Voida, about 25 feet from the basket, dribbles. Now backs it up near the center circle. Still dribbling, right in his grill is Bennett Mattson. Moved on the right-hand side to Beer. Beer looking baseline. Look down low. Grabbing it is Miller. Miller kicks it back to Mensch. Mensch moves it right wing side to Beer. Beer will penetrate. Go to the basket. Misses the banker. Rebound Evans. Another chance here for Pines. Right wing, A.J. Mensch, 22 feet from the basket. Mensch will dribble. Works his way into the right corner. Stops, 15 feet from the hole. Bounce pass on the wing to Jonathan Miller. Between the circles, Voida, his pass deflected. Getting a hand on it was Brett Butala, knocks it out of bounds. Well, 59 seconds into the game, the Warriors have yet to have the basketball. Couple of offensive boards on this set for Northern Pines, and they still have it. Inbounded into the backcourt and Cody Voida. Voida to the right wing side. Voida now stops on the right wing. Voida looking, still looking, still looking. Kicks it back out, Jacob Beer. Beer looking down low, grab made by Miller. Miller back out top to Beer. Beer penetrates, moves it right wing side to Voida. Voida in the right corner to Mensch. He'll go baseline to the basket, lays it up, and no good. Rolled off, and the rebound's grabbed by Bennett Mattson. Up court comes Wausau West. Right-hand side, Griffin Lang. Lang trying to work his way in. Moves it left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald, 21 feet from the basket. McDonald dribbles, gets it back out top, Butala. Right wing side, Lang. Griffin Lang, 23 feet from the hole. Right elbow. With it is Bennett Mattson. Had it stripped away and stolen. Jacob Beer came in and took it away. Northern Pines back up court. Into the front court, Cody Voida. Now with it is A.J. Mensch. He will dribble, work his way left. Pass it off to Beer. Beer gets it out top to Voida. Voida around the screen, and that's a moving pick from Jordan Evans and an offensive foul. Warriors 1-0, Northern Pines is 1-1. They did beat Newman last night, but they lost 47-41 to Three Lakes earlier in the week on Tuesday. So third game here this first week of the season for Northern Pines. Still scoreless. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang will dribble with the left hand, gets it out top to Hager. Hager, left hand side, Butala. Looks baseline, moves it into the right corner, but not able to handle it was Marcus McDonald, and the Warriors turn it over. 15:44 to go in the first half, and still scoreless. Cody Voida will work his way up court now for Northern Pines. Between the circles, bounce pass, left wing side. Taking it is A.J. Mensch. Mensch looks down low, bobbled by Evans, saves it, and then throws it away. Tried to a cross-lane pass, but it goes through the fingertips of Jonathan Miller and out of bounds.
Number five, Luke Hamblin checks in.
Luke Hamblin in for Northern Pines. 15:28 to go in the first half, still looking for that first point. Left wing side, Lucas Hager. Hager, 23 feet from the basket. Rotated right-hand side. Marcus McDonald. McDonald dribbles. McDonald back out top. Butala, left-hand side, Lang. Griffin Lang dribbles with the right hand. Gets it back out top. Butala, open three, hits it. Brett Butala getting the Warriors on the board. 3-0 Wausau West. 15:02 to go in the first half. Cody Voida over the timeline now for Northern Pines. He'll dribble, bounce pass, right wing, Jonathan Miller. Miller, 22 feet from the basket. Good defense being shown by Bennett Mattson. Ball tip, ball is loose. Picked up by the Warriors. Lang gets it over to McDonald. McDonald dribbles near the top of the key. Left wing, Butala goes baseline to the basket. Drops it down low, but picked off by Beer. Jacob Beer with the steal. Then he'll be bumped in the backcourt by Marcus McDonald. And the foul will be called. First foul on Marcus, first foul on the team. First substitution, Anthony Halada, junior, comes in for Northern Pines. A.J. Munch will bring it into the forecourt now for Pines. Near the top of the key, stole it away, picked off by Lucas Hager. Hager ahead to Butala, Butala to the basket, lays it up and in. Steal transition basket for Wausau West, 5-0 Warriors. Back up court comes Pines. Ball knocked away. Butala got a piece of it. Battle for the ball, and it's going to be a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards the Warriors. Good hands again by Brett Butala. So West will get it back. Inbounding, it will be Griffin Lang. And Griffin, a little different look this year. A little bit shorter on the hairdo than we've come to see the last couple of years. Butala to Lang. Lang right wing side to McDonald. McDonald, 24 feet from the basket. Gets it out top. Hager, Hager, left wing side. Lang, Lang, back out top. Butala. Butala holds it. Back to Lang. Lang, left wing side, McDonald. McDonald dribbles with the right hand. Between the circles, Hager. Hager, right wing side, Lang. Griffin Lang looking inside. Posted up McDonald to the basket. Three-footer rolls off, no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is no good. And this time the rebound to Cody Voida for Pines. Back up court comes Pines, and then knocked out of bounds by Griffin Lang, and the ball will stay with the Eagles. 13:34 to go in the first half. It's 5-0, Wausau West with the lead. Inbounded near the timeline, Voida bobbles it into the backcourt. It was touched, so no over and back. Now Voida dribbles, still 25 feet from the baskets. Kills, moves it right wing side. Jacob Beer into the right corner. Beer, skip pass, left corner. Three-point attempt for Munch is good.
Three-point basket by A.J. Mensch.
So now it's 5-3. Back up court. Going baseline for the Warriors is Bennett Mattson. Baker rolls down from 4 feet away.
Bennett Mattson.
So Bennett Mattson on the score sheet. 7-3, Wausau West. 12:57 to go. A.J. Mensch will cross the timeline here for the Eagles. Moves it right wing side. Taken there by Halada. He'll try a jumper. No good from the right corner. And the rebound grab by Marcus McDonald. McDonald, right wing side. Open three for Hager. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound tipped. Controlled nicely by Bennett Mattson. Back out top. Now McDonald at the free throw line. Kicks it back. Hager. Hager, right wing side, Lang. Lang dribbles with the left hand. Swings it left wing side, Butala. He'll try a three. Hits it. Brett Butala with his second triple. Quick start for Butala. He has 8 points, and the Warriors up by 7, 10-3. Pines back into the front court. Cody Voida. Voida between the circles. Voida looking down low. Ball is out of bounds. It was not deflected. Turnover on Pines. Kargi Cooper comes in for the Warriors. Taking a break will be Marcus McDonald. Nolan Huelskamp into the game for Pines. Also in is Jack Albrecht. Some pressure being shown by Pines. Inbounded to Cooper. Cooper will bring it over the timeline. The sophomore now between the circles. Rotates it to Lang. Lang now goes baseline. Lang to the basket. Lays it up and in. Griffin Lang gets on the board. His first basket. 12-3 Warriors. 11:50 to go in the first half. Pines back into the forecourt. Out top with it is Anthony Halata. Bounce pass. Bobbled by Beer. Now he has it. Beer will move it back. Bobbled by Jack Albrecht, but he'll control it. Freshman for Northern Pines now dribbles in the center circle. Butala right in his grill. Albrecht, boy, it has to be a five count. There it is. I was thinking that was a long count as the freshman seemed to lose track of the time against the good defense of Brett Butala. Brady Phelps comes in for the Warriors. Taking a break will be Bennett Manson. 12-3 Warriors, 11:25 to go in the first half. Out top, Kargi Cooper. Cooper moves it right wing side. Lucas Hager. Hager gets it into Lang. Lang left wing. Three-pointer now. Butala rattles out. Rebound. Lang will lay it up and in. Griffin Lang with the offensive putback. That was a bad break for Butala. His three-point attempt was halfway down but rattled out. But Warriors get the basket. 14-3. 11 minutes to go in the half. Right wing side, Anthony Halata, 22 feet from the basket. Warriors aggressive defensively. Heard about it in the pregame, trying to put the pressure on. On the left wing side, Huelskamp. Now going baseline to the basket, lays it up and in. Worked the screen nicely, found the baseline and got to the hole. Nolan Huelskamp with the basket, 14-5 Warriors. Wausau West back into the forecourt. With it out top, Butala. Right wing side, Lucas Hager. Hager, 23 feet from the basket. Now Cooper, left wing, open for a three. Way off the mark. Rebounds grabbed by Hager. Hager will lay it up and in. Draw the foul and have a chance for a three-point play. So the Warriors off to a flying start, up 16-5. 10:25 to go in the first half. Four substitutes coming in for Pines. Jonathan Miller, Cody Voida, A.J. Munch, and Jordan Evans all back in. Now Hager will step to the stripe and try and complete the three-point play. Free throw is good. 17-5. Wausau West with the edge. 10:22 to go in the first half. Northern Pines back into the forecourt. Dribbling is Cody Voida. Had it knocked away. Chases it down at the timeline. Again, the Warriors very aggressive, putting the heat on, not letting Pines get comfortable. With it is Huelskamp. Now to the left corner. He'll force up the shot. Miss it. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by West. And Brady Phelps. Back up court. Right wing side. Griffin Lang. Into the right corner. Hager. Back to Lang. Left wing side. Cooper. Cooper will be called for steps. He spun the wheels before putting the ball to the hardwood on that drive to the basket. Turnover on the Warriors. Bennett Mattson in, replacing Lucas Hager. Now Pines will get it back down by a dozen. 17-5 West, 9:50 to go in the first half. Over the timeline, Cody Voida. Voida about 25 feet from the hole. Still dribbles. Moves to the right wing side, hands it off to Mensch. A.J. Mensch facing tough defense again by Butala. Works around the screen. Now goes baseline. Gets under the basket. Gets double teamed. Bounce pass right wing side to Evans. Evans back out about 30 feet from the basket to Cody Voida. Voida now to the right corner, will back it out again. Gets it between the circles, Miller, left wing side, Mensch. He'll try a three and hit it.
3-point basket by A.J. Mensch.
So Mensch has 2 3-pointers, 6 points. Now 17-8, Warriors back into the forecourt. In the left corner, posting up for the Warriors is Phelps, and now a shot in the lane. No good from Bennett Manson. Rebound is cleared by Huelskamp. And now coming up court and getting fouled will be A.J. Mensch. Brett Butala called for his first. Marcus McDonald back in the game now for West, replacing Brady Phelps. 17-8, just past the midway point of the first half. 8:54 to go. Inbounded and taken near the timeline by Cody Voida. Voida dribbles between the circles. Still pounds the hardwood, now stops. Moves it right wing side to Jonathan Miller. Miller looks inside, good hands that time as getting a piece of it was Karji Cooper, knocked it out of bounds. So Pines will inbound in on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded right hand side. Now back out, top of the key, Jonathan Miller. Miller swings it right, Nolan Huelskamp. Huelskamp looking to penetrate, looks into the lane, grabbed there by Mensch. Mensch moves it left hand side, Miller. He'll try a three, hit it, and he'll be fouled by Karji Cooper. So a 3-point field goal for Jonathan Miller, and he'll have a chance to make it a 4-point play. Well, doing their damage from behind the arc early on is Northern Pines. The third triple of the half for Pines, and now a chance to pull back within five. Free throw, a left-hander, his back bracket is no good, but he gets his own rebound. So Miller chases it down, another chance at the hole for Pines. A.J. Mensch. Bounce pass taken by Huelskamp. Huelskamp further right to Voida. Voida around the screen, now between the circles. Still dribbles. After getting close to that five count, now passes it off. Huelskamp on the right wing. Huelskamp dribbles. Again, right in his grill is Bennett Mattson. Now inside ball, tipped, stolen away. Picked up by McDonald. McDonald down the lane. McDonald drops it down low. Intended for Lang, knocked away and stolen. May have wanted to go up for that shot. Tried to force it down low to Griffin Lang, and now back up court comes Pines. 17-11, Wausau West, 7:50 to go in the first half. Voida on the right wing, 25 feet from the basket, now looking baseline. Stops, dribbles back to the right wing. Now needs some help, looking, still looking. Gets it off to Miller. Miller stripped of the ball by McDonald, but Marcus will be called for the foul. Number two on Marcus McDonald, number four on the team. Karji Miller back in, and McDonald with those two fouls will take a seat. So now Pines will inbound it on the near sideline. Taken by Cody Voida. Voida swings it left-hand side to Miller. Jonathan Miller, 26 feet from the basket. Ball knocked away. Bennett Mattson trying to dig it out. Mattson down to the floor. Still battle for that loose ball. Comes loose, and still battle for it. Finally dug out by Pines and Jack Albrecht. Moves it right wing side to Voida. Voida into the right corner. Voida stops his dribble. Now needs help. Looking, looking. Moves it left wing side. Jonathan Miller, long three, hits it. Fourth triple for Pines. And they're back to within three at 17-14 as we hit 7 minutes to go in the half. Warriors are up by double digits. Now a left wing three by Hager is good. Lucas Hager with the three-pointer left all by himself. He has 6 points. 20-14 Warriors. Quick moving half. Right wing, Mensch tries a three. Back bracket, no good. Another offensive board grabbed by Jack Albrecht. Moves it to Miller, left wing. Miller dribbles with the right hand, stops. Looks inside, ball knocked away, but they're going to call a foul on a frustrated Bennett Mattson. He did not like that call, but Mattson called for the foul.
Foul number 10, Bennett Mattson.
Number one on Mattson, number five on the Warriors. Aiden Minx, sophomore, checks in for Pines. Eagles will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left-hand side, Voida. Voida, 20 feet from the basket. Looking, still looking. Dribbles with the right hand. Passes out top, taken by Jonathan Miller. Then a miscommunication, throws it away. Boy, Hager saved it, but he didn't have to save it. He could have let that one just go out of bounds. Threw it back into the hands of Pines and back up court, Albrecht. Left wing, Cody Voida. Voida, right in his grill, Bennett Mattson. Now penetrates, floater from eight. Off the window, no good. Tough break, that was halfway down. Rebounds grabbed by Mattson. Back up court come the Warriors. Right-hand side, good move to the basket. Hager lays it up and in. Good feed by Griffin Lang to the cutting Lucas Hager for the layup. 8 points for Hager, assist for Lang. 22-14, Warriors 5:50 to go in the half. Right hand side, again, tough defense, forcing up the shot, and hitting it is A.J. Mensch. Mensch has 8 points, 22-16. Warriors, left wing, Butala, three-pointer, back bracket, but he'll be fouled. After he released the shot, running right through Brett Butala for the Pines Eagles was Jack Albrecht. So that means three free throws coming up for Butala. So Brett Butala already with 8 points has a chance to get into double figures. Free throw is no good. Expecting big things from Brett Butala for the Warriors. One of the top returning players in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this 2023-2024 season. Second free throw is good. Back in for Pines, Jacob Beer and Anthony Halata. Third free throw coming up now for Butala. And that one is good. So 10 points for Brett. 24-16, and Wausau West wants timeout. Timeout Warriors, 5:34 to go in the first half. We'll be right back here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Fall sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive three-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student-athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
24-16, Wausau West with the lead over Northern Pines with 5:34 to go in the first half. It's been an up-tempo first half of play. Warriors had a lead in double digits. Pines came back, cut it to three, and now it's back to an 8-point edge for West. Bringing it up court is A.J. Mensch for the Pines Eagles. Moves it right wing side, Jonathan Miller. Miller then throws it away. Went to Mensch, but Mensch was going one way. The pass went another. Goes out of bounds over to West. Warriors back in action coming up on Tuesday night here at the Fieldhouse. They will be hosting Appleton North. Won't have radio for that one as we will be with the West hockey team in Rapids for the conference opener. Into the lane, laying beautiful feet underneath. Bennett Matson misses the shot. Oh, nice feed by Griffin Lang to Matson. Just came up short on the layup. Left wing side, Miller. Miller back out top, Beer. Jacob Beer just right to the top of the key. Pass right wing side, Halata. Halata right in his grill is Lucas Hager. Between the circles, A.J. Mensch. In his grill is Bennett Matson. Left wing side. Taken there by Evans. Evans pass stolen away. Lucas Hager. Hager heading to the hole, lays it up and in. Lucas Hager. 10 points. Another double-digit score already for West. And the 10-point lead for the Warriors, 26-16. Knocked away, stolen Butala. Butala down the lane. Brett to the basket, lays it up and in. Butala with a dozen. And the lead is a dozen. 28-16, 4:25 to go first half. Over the timeline comes A.J. Mensch. Mensch, about 30 feet from the hole. Mensch still dribbles. Mensch looking to penetrate. Mensch right corner. Ball is blocked. Butala got a hand on it. Ahead to Cooper. Cooper left wing. Kargi Cooper between the legs. Now has into the lane. Right wing side. Open three for Hager. Comes up short. Rebound. Cooper lays it up and in. Kargi Cooper with the offensive board and put back. First points for the sophomore. 30-16, big run here for the Warriors. right-hand side. With it is Halata. Halata, right corner. 15-footer is no good, but he'll be fouled by Lucas Hager. Number six on the team, number one on number zero. Lucas Hager wears number zero for the Warriors. And now free throws coming up. At the stripe is Jordan Evans. And that one rolls off, no good. Actually, that's not Evans, that's Anthony Halata at the line. Back in for West is Brady Phelps. And Bennett Mattson will take a seat. So Phelps, Cooper, Butala, Lang, and Hager out on the court now for Wausau West. Second free throw. He's off the mark, no good. Rebound Griffin Lang, and a whistle in the battle, and a foul on Northern Pines. Pines not close to the foul limit at this point. That's only four team fouls. First personal foul on Aiden Minks. So West up by 14, get the ball back. 3:45 to go first half. Warriors 13, Northern Pines 16. Wausau West 30, Northern Pines 16. Into the front court, Butala. Bounce pass, right wing side, Hager. Hager moves it left to Cooper. Cooper out top, Brett Butala. Butala 20 feet from the hole. Now stops, moves it right wing side, Hager. Hager inside. With it is Lang. Turns, fires, rolls off in 13. Rebound is grabbed by Cody Voida. Hung on the iron, but would not drop for Griffin Lang. Back up court comes Pines. A.J. Mensch looking to drive. Goes to the basket. Ball is blocked. Getting a hand on it was Brady Phelps. Long pass ahead, Cooper. Cooper in the lane to the basket. No good, but he'll be fouled. Quick transition that time for the Warriors. And free throws coming up for Karji Cooper. Cooper looking to add to his 2 points. First free throw is good. Warriors expecting big things from this sophomore. Coming off the bench here to start off the season. One more to come. Second free throw. Back bracket, no good. Rebound is cleared by Pines and Cody Voida. 31-16, Wausau West. And then a bump from Karji Cooper as bringing it over the timeline was Voida. And that will lead to a 1-1 for Pines. Number two on Cooper. Number eight on the team. Jordan Evans back in for Pines. Voida. Looking for his first point. That one is good. One more to come. Stops a rather lengthy dry spell offensively for the Eagles as the second free throw is good as well. 31-18 as we near 3 minutes to go in the first half. On the right-hand side, with it is Lucas Hager. Gets it back out top, Butala. Cooper, left wing, up for a three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Hager misses the putback. And this time the board grabbed by Voida. And then a teammate falls on him and causes a travel. Jordan Evans actually fell on top of Voida, knocking his teammate to the floor. And an automatic travel called on Pines. So West will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Karji Cooper will inbound it. Still looking, gets it in left corner. Butala, three-pointer is good. Boy, real easy on the inbound play. Third triple for Brett Butala, 15 points in the half, 34-18. Warriors' biggest lead, 16 points, and it's stolen away. Two on one, Bennett Mattson. Mattson to the hole, lays it up short, no good. Rebound, Hager fighting for it, digs it out. Hager then dribbles to the right wing. Back out top, Butala, left wing side, Cooper. Cooper at the left elbow. With it is Phelps. Phelps tried to look down low to Bennett Mattson, but knocked away, goes out of bounds off of Northern Pines.
Griffin Lang returns for the Warriors.
Griffin Lang back in for Karji Cooper. West will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. 2:19 to go first half, 34-18 Warriors. Looking, finally inbounded, left wing side, Bennett Matson moves it right. Long three-pointer for Hagers, good! 23-footer for Lucas Hager from the right wing. Big first half for Hager, pair of threes, 13 points. 37-18 Warriors. Pines back up court, out top is Huelskamp. Huelskamp to the right elbow, backs it up. Still dribbles, swings it left, taken by Miller. Miller, 23 feet from the hole. Miller stops. Miller still looking. Looking for help. Ball knocked away by Butala and out of bounds off of Pines. Boy, getting out of the comfort zone because of the pressure on D is Pines. So now the Warriors are inbounded, trying to push this lead beyond 20. 1:46 to go first half, 37-18. Warriors back up court. With it is Griffin Lang, laying in the center circle. He will be fouled. Huelskamp, the freshman, came up there. It was almost like he was taking a foul. That was really odd. That is team foul number 6 on Pine, so no free throws. Inbounded, taken by Brett Butala. Butala to the right wing, hands it off. Lucas Hager. Now out top with his Matson. Matson down the lane, he'll be tripped, and he will be fouled by Cody Voida. And that will put North of Pines over the foul limit, and Bennett Matson will head to the stripe.
First personal, 17 foul. Number 30.
That is the first foul on A.J. Mensch. And Bennett Matson, who has 2 points, will step to the charity stripe. 1-1, and the free throw is short, no good. Rebound will be cleared by Pines. Remains 37-18. Back up court quickly come the Eagles. Right corner, Jacob Beer. Now he's in trouble. Looks down low, hit the cutter, but missing the layup was Mensch. Boy, wide open layup, but he missed it. Up court quickly come the Warriors. Right-hand side, Butala. On the wing, Griffin Lang. Lang, 25 feet from the hole. Back on the right wing side, Butala. Good move to the basket. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. What a nice little move by Butala. He faked a little left. That opened up the baseline. He got to the hole and now has a chance for a three-point play. 17 for Brett Butala here in the first half. A.J. Mensch called for the foul. His second. Brett Butala's free throw. Is back bracketed, no good. Rebound cleared by Pines and Jacob Beer. 39-18 Warriors, 1 minute to go in the first half. Right wing side, Mensch. Mensch dribbles, 20 feet from the hole. Mensch right in his grill, Brett Butala. Now Mensch still dribbles, now goes up high, arching 15-footer is too strong. Jacob Beer with the rebound, lays it up and in. First points for Jacob Beer, sophomore for the Eagles, 39-20. Brett Butala moves it left, Matson further left, Griffin Lang. Lang dribbles with the right hand, moves it right, now with it is Hager. Hager back on the left wing. Three-pointer for Butala, comes up short, rebound Matson. Matson drops it down low, Lang. Lang will bank it up and in. Nice little pass from Matson to Lang. 6 points for Griffin Lang, 41-20 with 15 seconds in the half. Walking it up court is A.J. Mensch. He'll cross the timeline with 8. Mensch around the screen, down to 6, down to 4. Mensch to the right wing side, goes to the basket, running banker. Oh, is partially blocked. Getting a hand out with Brady Phelps, and the first half comes to an end. Warriors head to the locker room, up by 21. Wausau West 41, North of Pines 20. We will come back, look at the numbers of this first half coming up next. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes again from Wausau West High School's field house. Halftime of this Turkey Shoot Championship game. The Wausau West Warriors lead over the Northern Pines Eagles at the intermission 41-20. In the third place game earlier tonight, it was Newman Catholic defeating Crandon by a score of 65-58. Also today, the Wausau West girls basketball team lost 62-52 to Mosin 8 over at the Kislow Invitational at DC Everest. The Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team won the Gobbler Cup Championship 4-1 over Hayward over in Mosin 8. The Wausau West hockey team earlier today, it was over in Eau Claire. At the Memorial Meltdown third place game, the Warriors fell to Superior 6-2. So a lot of action going on around Central Wisconsin in terms of high school sports today and tonight. Looking at the scoring of the first half of this game for Northern Pines, they got 8 points from A.J. Mensch. He had a pair of three-point field goals and added a two-pointer. A pair of three-pointers for 6 points for Jonathan Miller. 2 points scored by Jacob Beer on a basket. Two for two at the stripe for Cody Voida for 2 points, and a basket for 2 points for Nolan Fuelskamp. Three two-pointers, four three-pointers, and two out of four at the free throw line for Pines in the first half of play. For Wausau West, 17 points for Brett Butala. Butala had 3 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 13 points for Lucas Hager. He had 3 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, and 1 for 1 at the stripe. 6 points for Griffin Lang on 3 2-point field goals. 3 points for Karji Cooper. He had a basket, was 1 for 2 at the stripe. And Bennett Matson scored 2 points. He had a basket and was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 11 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line. 41-20, West with the lead over Pines. Upcoming broadcast here on Bull Falls Radio. Tuesday night, Wisconsin Valley Conference Hockey. Wausau West opening up their conference campaign at Wisconsin Rapids. 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Also on Tuesday night, it is Marathon versus Wittenberg-Bernalwood in girls basketball. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and on tape delay following the Wausau West broadcast on Bull Falls Radio. Thursday night, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey at Medford, 5 o'clock opening faceoff. Then on Friday, Wausau West Hockey from Waukesha, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. And then next Saturday, Wausau West Hockey at University School of Milwaukee, starting with the pregame show at 1:40 and the opening faceoff at 2 o'clock. So a busy week, busy winter of high school sports here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And also don't forget on Wednesday nights from 6 until 8 p.m., nothing but high school sports for 2 hours. We have a player guest, we have a coach guest, and we talk high school basketball and hockey on the Big High School Sports Show. Again, the Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday night from 6 until 8 here on Bull Falls Radio. And don't forget as well, if you miss any of our broadcasts or if you miss the Big High School Sports Show, you can get them on our website, BullFallsRadio.com. Click on sports. Again, BullFallsRadio.com. Click on sports. Get the podcast of our previous broadcast of high school sports and the Big High School Sports Show, plus a schedule of upcoming games. BullFallsRadio.com and click on sports. 41-20, Warriors over Pines. Second half coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West Fieldhouse, 41-20, Warriors over Northern Pines as we begin play in the second half. 17 points for Brett Butala, 13 for Lucas Hager for the Warriors, 8 points for A.J. Mensch, leading the way for Pines. And the Eagles will inbound, and the second half is underway. A.J. Mensch dribbles, about 30 feet from the basket, man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Bounce pass right wing side, nearly falling down with Voida, but able to keep control of the basketball. Voida holds it, now dribbles with the left hand. Voida still pounds it, almost stole it, but it's coming over with Marcus McDonald. Swings it left, taken there by Mensch. Mensch looking to penetrate, goes to the lane, bangs it up, no good from five, and the rebound's grabbed by Griffin Lang. Pass ahead, with it is Lucas Hager. Hager, left wing, open three for Mattson is good. Bennett Mattson from the left wing side able to drain it. He has 5 points, and the Warriors now lead by 24, 44 to 20. Back up court come the Eagles. With it is A.J. Mensch. Warriors 1-0. They defeated Crandon 73-41 last night. Pines 1-1. They beat Newman 37-22 last night. Lost to Three Lakes 47-41 on Tuesday. Near the center circle, Cody Voida. Voida moves it left wing side. And then getting bumped as he made the grab was Jonathan Miller. And Brett Butala will be called for the foul. Number two on Brett, number one on the team. Nolan Hulskamp, freshman guard, checks in for Pines. Four freshmen on this roster for Coach Terry Clement. Very young team again. They had a great group that had a lot of wins over the last number of years. Steal on the play by Griffin Lang. Passes ahead. Bennett Mattson, left wing side, back to Lang. Lang holds it 22 feet from the basket, left wing side, out top Butala. At the free throw line, Mattson, right wing side, McDonald. Back over to Butala. Warriors will keep it back out as between the circles now is Lang. Rotated left wing side, Butala. Butala 22 feet from the basket. Brett dribbles with the right hand, works his way out top. Now with it is McDonald. Left corner Lang, back to McDonald. McDonald, left elbow, 15-footer is off the mark, no good. Rebound grab by Jordan Evans for Pines. Back up court, now comes Pines. 16-10 to go, second half, 44-20, Wausau West. Left wing side, Hulskamp. Hulskamp rotates it right wing over to Voida. Back top of the key, Mensch. He'll try a three-pointer. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound Marcus McDonald, and going through his body from behind was Nolan Hulskamp, and he'll be called for the foul. Second personal foul for Nolan Hulskamp. First foul on Pines in the second half. Working up court now is Brett Butala for the Warriors. Right wing side, taken by Griffin Lang. Lang, 25 feet from the basket, dribbles with the left hand. Moves it left, taken there by Hager. Hager looking to penetrate, moves it right to McDonald. McDonald into Lang, floater from five is good. Marcus McDonald gets on the score sheet, his first points. 46 to 20, the Warriors student section across the way, very pleased. Bounce pass, right wing side, Jonathan Miller. Miller back out top, grabbing it as Hulskamp, moves it right wing. Mensch will try a three, way off the mark and air ball, but chasing down the loose rebound is Jordan Evans. Pass inside, swatted away by Butala and out of bounds. Ball will stay with North and Pines. Into the game for the Eagles, Aiden Minks replacing Jonathan Miller. Pines will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. In the right corner, Voida. Voida, 22 feet from the basket, looking baseline. Heading to the hole, but now stopped. Double team. Pass is deflected. Grabbed by Evans. Moves it back over to Miller. Miller gets it top of the key to Mensch. Mensch dribbles. Works his way to the free throw line. Now backs it up. Between the circles, A.J. Mensch will reset the offense in the half court for Pines. Right-hand side, taken by Minks. Minks, 22 feet from the hole. Back out top, Cody Voida. Voida between the circles. Voida holds it above his head. Now starts his dribble. Works his way to the right-hand side of the lane. Now gets doubled. Looking for help. Kicks it to Mensch. Right wing three-pointer. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Minks. Minks misses the putback. Rebound's grabbed underneath by Evans. Putback is no good. And this time the rebound grabbed by Butala. Butala pushes now for West. And Butala will be bumped and he'll be fouled. Second team foul on the Eagles, number three on A.J. Mensch.
Number 13, A.J. Mensch, third personal, second team foul.
14:29 to go in the game. Warriors 46, Eagles 20. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald, 23 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Lucas Hager moves it right wing side, Butala. Butala in front of the Wausau West bench. Swings it left. Again with it is Lucas Hager. Hager dribbles with the right hand. Between the circles, McDonald back to Hager. Hager, left wing side, bounce pass, Butala deep left corner. Butala dribbles his way in. Stops, pops for three, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Mattson, put back is good. Bennett Mattson with the offensive rebound and the basket. He has five in the half, seven in the game. Warriors pulling away 48-20 with 13:48 to go. Pines back into the front court. With it is A.J. Mensch. Mensch swings it left. Taken there by Huelskamp. Huelskamp looking to penetrate. Looks down low. Stolen away. Picked off by Hager. Here comes Hager. Gets it into the right corner. Bennett Mattson. Mattson, a little floater from five is good. Back-to-back baskets for Mattson. And the Warriors up by 30, 50-20 with 13:23 to go. Over the timeline comes A.J. Mensch. Mensch will back up court. Moves it left-hand side. Three-pointer for Huelskamp. Is short, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Warriors. Picked up by Griffin Lang. Lang heading to the hole. Lang, left block, stops. Moves it left wing side. Mattson back out top. McDonald. Rotated right wing. Butala up for three. Hits it. Brett Butala from the right wing. His first points of the second half. He has 20 in the game, and the Warriors, a 12-0 run to start off the second half, lead 53-20 with 12:45 to go. North and Pines back into the front court. Between the circles, Cody Voida. He's looking to penetrate. Now turns the corner. Little three-footer off the window. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Minx. And then we have a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Wausau West. Wholesale substitutions is in for the Warriors, making his first appearance, Drew Riley. Also back in will be Karji Cooper and Brady Phelps. Lucas Hager will take a break along with Brett Butala and Griffin Lane. Karji Cooper will bring it up court now for the Warriors. Moves it left-hand side, Marcus McDonald. Further left, taken by Bennett Mattson. And now a whistle away from the basketball and an offensive foul called on the Warriors. Looks like that will be Brady Phelps. Yep, first foul on Phelps, number two on the Warriors. So Pines, been a long offensive drought to start the second half into the forecourt. Cody Voida will dribble about 30 feet from the basket. Now to the top of the key, double team. And coming over nicely on defense with Marcus McDonald to tie up Voida. This time the arrow points towards Pines. Looking to inbound will be Voida. Looking, still looking, gets it in. Left-hand side, Ethan Miller for Pines. Back on the wing to Voida. Gets it out top, Jacob Beer. Beer between the circles. Beer moves it left wing side, A.J. Mensch. And now a walk is called. That was not mentioned. In fact, that was Ethan Miller, another of the freshmen for Pines. He gets called for the extra steps. Turnover on the Eagles. One of the good things about having a lot of seniors is having a lot of seniors. One of the bad things is next year, sometimes you're very young, and that's the case for Northern Pines. Right wing side, Drew Riley. Riley gets it out top. Bennett Mattson. Mattson right wing to McDonald. McDonald left wing side to Cooper. He'll try a three. A little bit short, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Cody Voida for Pines. Voida will bring it over the timeline. Voida to the left wing. Passes in the corner to Jacob Beer. Back on the wing, Voida. Voida, 28 feet from the basket. Now looking to penetrate. Pulls up for 14. Came up short, no good. Weak side rebound, Bennett Mattson for West. Back up court, Marcus McDonald. McDonald, left wing side. Bennett Mattson. Backdoor cut. Cooper. Cooper to the hole. Misses. Fighting for the rebound. And it's pulled down by Aiden Minx. That was a nice little set. Nice cut to the basket, but just not able to finish. Back up court comes North and Pines. Cody Voida, left wing. Voida dribbles with the right hand. Looking. Still looking. Pass left wing. Taken there by Miller. He'll go to the basket. Misses the three-footer. Rebound is tipped. Goes out of bounds. Off of... Well, waiting to see who they pointed towards. A line change for Pines. Five substitutes coming in for the Eagles. It was last touched by the Warriors, so Pines will keep it. 10:55 to go, 53-20 Warriors. 12-0 edge for West in the second half. Inbounded, left corner. Taken by Anthony Halada. Halada gets it between the circles. Mensch. Mensch, 24 feet from the basket, works his way to the right. Mensch looks inside, nowhere to go. Back out top, Hamblin. Hamblin, left wing side. Taking it there is Halada. Halada, good defense. Right in his grill again is Bennett Matson. Very close to a five count. But no call. I think the coach wanted it, but does not get it. Back out top. With it is A.J. Mensch. Moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Hamblin is short, no good. Rebound to Flex. Battle for dug out by Riley. And then we got a whistle and a foul. And I think it's going to be on A.J. Mensch. Yep, foul on Pines. A.J. Mensch is his fourth. Nolan Huelskamp back in for Pines, replacing Griffin Beaver. So 10-21 to go, 53-20 Warriors. Over the timeline comes West and Marcus McDonald. Rotated right wing side, Bennett Matson. Matson, 24 feet from the basket. Out top, Phelps. Who's at left wing side? Drew Riley. Back on the right wing side, McDonald. McDonald dribbles with the left hand. Now back on the left, over to Phelps. Phelps, 24 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper back out top to Phelps. Left wing side, that's Drew Riley. Actually, that's Marcus McDonald. McDonald, left wing. McDonald holds it, gets it out top. Matson, Matson to the right elbow. Matson back on the left wing side, McDonald. McDonald out top, now left corner. There's Drew Riley. Riley gets it out top, McDonald. Right wing side to Phelps. Patience in the half court here for Wausau West. Now Bennett Matson, left corner dribbles. Now looking baseline. Good defense there by Luke Hamblin. Out top, Drew Riley. Now with his Cooper. Cooper heads to the basket, lays it up. Too hard. Lost his balance as he got to the hole. Made for a tougher shot, and the rebound cleared by Pines. Huelskamp into the forecourt for the Eagles. Right wing, dribbles, now backs it up. Lobs it inside, nowhere close to the intended target. Picked off by Drew Riley. Back up court, McDonald. McDonald on the left wing gives it to Riley. Now on the right wing side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper, 22 feet from the basket, back to Riley. Now moves it left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Again, patience in the half court for the Warriors. Bennett Matson on the right wing, about 23 feet from the hole. Back on the left wing side, open three for Phelps. A little bit strong, no good. And the rebound snagged by Anthony Halada for Pines. Past the midway point of the second half, 8 minutes and 38 seconds to go. 53-20. Pines still looking for their first points of the half. Three-pointer from the left wing is no good from Anthony Halada. Rebound to the Warriors. Pass ahead. Right-hand side, Riley going to the basket. Lays it up and in. Drew Riley, the senior, gets on the score sheet. 55-20, Wausau West. Into the forecourt. Knocked away from Mensch, but a whistle and a foul coming up on the Warriors. Cole Roerdink comes in for the Warriors, replacing Bennett Matson. First appearance for the senior, Cole Roerdink. Pines will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded left corner, Huelskamp. Huelskamp about 20 feet from the basket. Looks baseline. Good defense by McDonald. Left wing, three-pointer for Jack Albrecht. Rattles out, no good. Right now, the lid is on the hoop for the Pines Eagles. Warriors, Roerdink, right wing, goes up for a three-pointer. Rolls off, no good. Good look for Cole Roerdink. Rebound grab by Nolan Huelskamp. Huelskamp into the forecourt. Gets it out top. Jack Albrecht. Albrecht moves it back on the right wing side to Huelskamp. Huelskamp, 23 feet from the basket. Hands it off. Anthony Halada. Halada with McDonald in his grill. Needs some help. Passes left wing side. Taken by Jack Albrecht. Albrecht dribbles. Moves it back on the right wing side to Huelskamp. Huelskamp still dribbles. Huelskamp in the right corner. Huelskamp back on the wing. Halada. Halada on the wing. Huelskamp still 22 feet from the basket. Bounce pass inside. Posting up is Aiden Minks. Gets it back out. Miller goes up for a long jumper, no good. Rebound to Drew Riley for the Warriors. Still a big goose egg for Pines in the second half. Riley, right-hand side, passes to Roerdink. Roerdink back to Riley out top, moves it left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Now left-hand side, Carji Cooper. The sophomore dribbles, works his way out top, passes to Rordink. Right wing side, Marcus McDonald. Marcus looks inside, nowhere to go. Left wing side to Riley. Riley gets a good pass, McDonald, who lays it up and in. Nice feed from Riley to McDonald. 4 points for McDonald, 57-20 Warriors. 6:37 to go in the second half. Over the timeline comes Nolan Hielskamp for Pines. Right wing taken by Jonathan Miller. Miller, 23 feet from the basket. Miller looks inside, posting up his mix. Back in the right corner. With it is Hielskamp, goes baseline. Now caught under the basket, reverse layup is good. First points of the half for Pines, Nolan Hielskamp. He has four in the game, 57-22, 6:08 to go. Between the circles for the Warriors is Cooper, moves it right wing side to Riley. Drew Riley back over to Rordink. Rordink left corner, Cooper. Cooper dribbles, now to the wing, gets it out top to Rordink. Rordink back to Cooper. Cooper, 24 feet from the basket to Rordink. Right hand side, McDonald. Marcus McDonald looks down low, trying to post up his Cooper. But now back out top to Riley, moves it left to Rordink. Boy, the Warriors have been very disciplined. Now with it, Drew Riley, but that time he shuffles the feet and is called for traveling. Warriors have a couple of home games next week. As I said, Tuesday night, Appleton North. Friday night, actually Saturday night, Eau Claire North. And actually not at home on Saturday night. They are on the road at Eau Claire North next week, Saturdays. 7:15 game on the road. Our next broadcast will be on the road at Monona Grove on Tuesday, December 5th. So that will be a nice road trip in the middle of the week to Monona Grove, but we'll have that one live here on Bow Falls Radio. 12-foot jumper is good by Ethan Miller. His first points makes it 57-24. Rordink, right wing side. Rordink, 22 feet from the basket. Gets it over to Cooper. Cooper, further left. Taking that pass is Bennett Mattson. Now back to Cooper. Cooper drives it down low. Drops it to Rordink. Rordink kicks it back out, but stolen away. Jacob Beer. Beer will push now for Pines. Right wing, three-pointer. Hits it. Jacob Beer with the three-point field goal makes it 57-27 with 4:55 to go. Wausau West back into the front court. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Top of the key, Brady Phelps. Now with his Rordink. Rordink back out top. Mattson, now Cooper, left wing, three-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Cody Voida. Voida, ahead of the pack, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nobody rotated back that time for the Warriors. 57-29, 4.5 minutes to go. Carji Cooper gets it to Drew Riley. Right wing side, Rordink. Rordink, 22 feet from the basket. Looks inside, and getting held as he tried to post up was Carji Cooper. And a foul will be called on the Eagles. Oh, wait a second, they're calling offensive foul? Yeesh. They're going to call it on Cooper. I'm not sure how that occurred, but looked like he was being held, but nope. They're going to say in the battle down low, Cooper gets called for the push. So Pines will get it back. Into the front court, freshman Jack Albrecht. Albrecht near the center circle. Left wing side, open three for Voida. Little bit strong, no good. Cooper will grab the rebound. Carji Cooper will dribble up court now for West. Cooper gets it over to Phelps. Phelps, 22 feet from the basket, now rotated left wing side. Taken there by Bennett Mattson. Mattson out top. Cooper, right wing side, Rordink. Rordink back out top to Cooper, left wing side, Phelps. Near the top of the key, three-pointer for Rordink. Came up short, no good. Rebound grab by Ethan Miller. Back up court, Jacob Beer. Beer looking down low. With it is Mix. Mix to the basket, misses the shot, but he will be fouled and get an opportunity at the free throw line. So two free throws coming up for Aiden Mix. Rordink called for his first. Mix has not scored tonight. First free throw is good. Northern Pines, great Northern Conference. Battled with Mosinee last couple of years. Medford has also been very good. Missed free throw, rebound grab by Phelps. Back up court come the Warriors, up 57-29, 3.5 minutes to go. Drew Riley looking baseline, now right wing. Three-point attempt for Cooper is no good. Long rebound fought for, Cooper gets it. Cooper back on the wing, Riley, top of the key. Three-pointer for Phelps is good. Brady Phelps with the three-point field goal makes it 60-30 with 3:07 left. Stick around for our postgame. We'll talk to the coach plus a player guest as well. Left wing side, Jack Albrecht. Albrecht gives it off to Cody Voida. Posting up. With it is Minks. Minks to the hole. Misses the shot. Getting a piece of it is Phelps. Long pass ahead. Going to the basket. Bennett Mattson, who lays it up and in. Double figures for Bennett Mattson. He has 11. 62-20. Little seven-footer. No good from Cody Voida. Rebounds grabbed by Phelps. So back up court comes Wausau West. Walking it slowly over the timeline. Karji Cooper. Right wing side, Drew Riley. Riley, 25 feet from the basket. Dribbles, moves it left. With it is Cooper. Cooper on the far baseline. Far sideline, I should say. Now posting up is Riley. Moves it over to Rohrdink, who shuffles the feet and is called for a travel. Nolan Huelskamp, another freshman back in for Pines. Also coming in for the Eagles will be Luke Hamblin. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go. 62-30, the Warriors with the lead. Back up court comes Jack Albrecht. Albrecht dribbles, works his way left. Pass taken by Aiden Minks. Minks is double teamed. Ball attempted stolen. Nice job by Riley. Drew Riley into the front court now for West. Into the right corner, Mattson gets it out top to Cooper. Left wing side, Rohrdink. Rohrdink looking to the basket, has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called on Rohrdink. Rohrdink went baseline, got it to the hole, but then the double came quickly, stripped it away. Cole looking to get it back is called for his second foul. Team foul number 6 on the Warriors, so it'll be inbounded by Pines with a minute 50 to go. Jack Albrecht will bring it back up court for the Eagles. Left wing side, three-point attempt. Short, no good. Battle for the rebound is grabbed by West. With it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson will take a long toss ahead, a little bit too far in front of Karji Cooper, and it goes out of bounds. So a minute 35 to go. Pines gets it back, 62-30. Over the timeline comes Jack Albrecht. Albrecht stops, moves it right. Taken by Miller. Miller looks down low, knocked away by Cooper, goes out of bounds. Cooper cut in front of Hamblin, knocked it away. Ball will stay with the Eagles. Looking to inbound, taken on the right wing side by Hamblin. Hamblin, 23 feet from the basket. Hamblin hands it off within his Huelskamp. Huelskamp working against Karji. And still dribbles. Still dribbles and now turning the corner. A little fadeaway is no good from 8. Cooper with good defense. Rebound grabbed. Heading to the basket. Rohrdink. Rohrdink underneath. Now needs some help. Rohrdink goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Luke Hamblin. Back up court now comes Pines. Heading to the basket. Runner is no good from Luke Hamblin. But he'll be bumped and he'll be fouled and head to the stripe with 50 seconds to go. Drew Riley called for his first. Luke Hamblin, senior for the Eagles, will head to the stripe. First free throw is a little bit strong and no good. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Rohrdink. Back up court now come the Warriors. Drew Riley rotates it left-hand side. Karji Cooper. Cooper now gets it back out top. Drew Riley. Riley gets it between the circles. See if the Warriors look at the basket as the time ticks down. Rohrdink moves it on the near side to Cooper. Cooper looking inside on the right block. Back outside to Cooper. Now Roerdink, left-hand side. Roerdink will now go up for a three-pointer. Came up short, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. .8 seconds to go, and the Warriors on their way to a second straight win to open up the season. Into the front court comes Jack Albrecht. Albrecht to the right wing. Albrecht moves it left. Three-point attempt from Hamblin. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Brady Phelps, and that will do it. Wausau West earns a championship here in this Turkey Shoot Tournament, defeating Northern Pines by a score of 62-30. So the Warriors now 2-0. The Eagles drop to 1-2 on the season. We'll come back, have our post game. Again, stick around as we will talk to Coach Nate Lemons and also a player guest as well. 62-30, Warriors over Northern Pines. This is Warrior Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Fall sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Two-pointer. 6 points scored by Jonathan Miller. He had a couple of baskets, 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 5 points for Jacob Beer. He had a three-pointer and a two-pointer. 4 points for Cody Voida. He had one basket, 2 for 2 at the stripe. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Nolan Hielskamp. 2 points on a basket for Ethan Miller and 1 for 2 at the line for Aiden Minks for 1 point. 6 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, and 3 out of 9 at the free throw line tonight for the Pines Eagles. For the Wausau West Warriors, 20 points tonight for Brett Butala, 17 of which came in the first half. He had 3 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 13 points tonight for Lucas Hager. He had 3 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, 1 for 1 at the line. All 13 of those points came in the first half. 11 points scored by Bennett Mattson. He had 4 baskets, 4 2-pointers, and 1 3-pointer, 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 6 points for Griffin Lang on 3 2-point field goals. 4 points scored by Marcus McDonald on a pair of baskets. 3 points for Brady Phelps on a 3-point field goal. 3 points for Karji Cooper. He had a basket, was 1 for 2 at the stripe. We had as well, I think, did I mention Marcus McDonald with 4 points? I'm going to say it again if I didn't. Marcus McDonald had a couple of baskets for 4 points. 1 basket for Drew Riley for 2 points. So, again, for West, 17 two-pointers, 8 3-pointers, and 4 out of 8 at the free throw line here this evening. I see the coaches coming up and also heading on up as well. For Wausau West is Lucas Hager, so we'll get a chance to talk to them here in a moment. I see Lucas. Is there anybody else? Yep, it's going to be Coach Nate Lemons and Lucas Hager coming on up. Well, it looks like we got a whole crew coming on up here. But the Warriors 2-0 heading into, again, it's rather busy time to start off. Usually there's some gaps here, but the Warriors have the games coming up this coming week on Tuesday against Appleton North, and then that trip to Eau Claire North coming up. But we got a whole bunch of folks coming on up. But first, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons. And Coach, I tell you, well, let's start with the defense. It looked like we talked about it before the game. You never let Pines get into a real rhythm. They hit a few three-pointers early, but other than that, it felt like they were kind of on edge, and it helped get your team going up and down the court a bit as well.
Yeah, you know, I thought they presented some things that, you know, like we talked earlier, just this is a new defense for us, or a new style. Mm-hmm. Our guys really, they know how to play defense. They know how to be off the ball. But some of the exchanges, some of the ways that we have to maintain a rim line and some of our rotations, you know, as we go through these games, it's exciting for me as a coach because we get put in new situations and how we're going to guard those things. So, you know, when we watch the tape tonight, we're going to learn a lot of, you know, just different rotations and things we can do to be a little better. I thought they exposed us a little bit in the first half just with some drives and emptying out a side and really making our coverages kind of long, I guess, and having to cover the floor. So I thought we adjusted well at halftime. This team right now is doing exactly what they need to do, and that's they're playing their tails off. They're playing discipline. We're not fouling. Mm-hmm. And they're just very active and disruptive. So as we continue to work through situations and get, you know, get more comfortable playing, you know, the way we are defensively, I think we can be a really good defensive team. And then we have to rebound a little better than we did tonight. But overall, I thought defensively our energy was tremendous. And first and second half, you know, I thought there was a letdown yesterday. I thought the second half today we really did a nice job maintaining that.
And it helps to put the ball in the hole. You had Brett and you had Lucas as well in the first half, both in double figures. You had a good balance. You had 20, 13, 11, a number of kids scoring. It makes things look a lot nicer when that ball goes in the hole, especially early, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we got guys that will do that, and I think we'll do it consistently. We need to finish better. You know, we've written that on everything we've done so far is we need to finish. We got there in transition and just some drop-off stuff that we have to finish around the rim better. But, yeah, it's always nice when a guy like Lucas is feeling good about it and Brett shoots the ball well. It makes everything look better, and it makes me look better. So
I see Lucas Hager here, but I also see a couple of young ladies here as well.
We're missing one, but we have the best managers in the state.
This is fantastic. Well, introduce the two young ladies here.
Corinne, we have Jayla, and then we're missing Natalie. But they do everything for us, and our team, our guys, they have the easy road because these girls do everything. And they're nice. They're nice.
They look polite. Very nice.
You know, they got jokes sometimes.
Are we going to let them talk here on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Come on, ladies.
Each one of them, Chad, has to say something.
I think that's a good thing. I want to ask both of you young ladies. First of all, when I first give you the microphone, I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners. And then I'm going to ask you, what got you involved here in this Wausau West basketball program? Because obviously you decided you want to be part of the program. But I want you both to let us know. Why did you get involved?
I'm Corinne, and I don't know, I got involved just because I wanted something to do during the winter time, because I don't really like just going home and kind of just sitting around.
So.
Okay, my name is Jayla. I thought it'd be a good opportunity to, like, go out and see different schools' plays, I guess.
That's a good answer right there. Mm-hmm. And I guess, is this both your first year?
No, it's our second.
Second. So yeah. What's been the best part of doing this? What's been the best part for each of you?
I think just seeing the team win, like having a victory. Some games can be tough, but it's cool to see the team come and do what they have to do.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know. We've gotten closer with the team over the years. Like, we're pretty good friends with everybody on the team. So.
Fantastic. And this year, there's some pretty long bus rides coming up, too.
Oh, I guess so.
I guess next Saturday, going to Eau Claire, got to go to Monona Grove in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So you got to be close to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on up.
Yep. Thank you.
Lucas Hager. Yeah, got to let the girls go first, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, number one. 2-0 start. Obviously, it's been a terrific start to the season. Yourself came out nice, hot, 13 points in the first half. What's worked the first two nights?
We're just playing well together, and we're just coming together as a team. I know we got a lot of work to do, and we'll find our groove and stuff. And I think we're just a great connecting team, and we bring a good brotherhood, I think. And we're always there for each other. No one's selfish. It's not an I team, and we're all there for each other and stuff. And I think we just connected a lot better tonight. And like I said, we're gonna be ready for Appleton North, and we're gonna bring some revenge from last year.
It's nice to get off to a good start, isn't it?
It sure is.
Just even, you know, when you start practice, when you go through, you know, everything, just to get off to a good start. And I imagine just, you know, obviously you're going to have bigger challenges starting on Tuesday, but to have that positive feel, I imagine that grows rather quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
What about on the court? I was talking to the coach before the game, and you're doing things a little differently on the defensive end. How has that been working for you and the rest of the team?
Yeah, we are doing a lot of new things with our defense, and it's become challenging. It's very new for us. We're not used to it because we're used to just help defense and stuff, but it's clicking for all of us, slowly but surely, but it'll come over time, and I think we'll be ready. And
what about your role? I mean, obviously, I think it's probably grown a little bit with, you know, there's always changes every year, and to come out here and be maybe one of the guys you look at in terms of trying to provide a little bit of offense. How have you gone into this year mentally in terms of the role that you're going
to
play?
Yeah, I just wanted to contribute to this team and give what I do best and be a good leader on and off the court, in the hallways, in the classroom and stuff, and just show what's about West.
And finally, the chemistry. I mean, when you like each other, I imagine it's a good thing. How has the chemistry been so far?
Oh, the chemistry is great. Like I said earlier, I think we're just a brotherhood. We're great in school, great in the floor. Yeah, we're a great group of guys.
Lucas, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lucas Hager, again, joining us here in post-game show. He had 13 points, helping the Warriors pass Northern Pines here tonight by a score of 62-30. Well, that's going to wrap things up here from the Fieldhouse. Again, the Warriors have games next Tuesday against Appleton North and next Saturday at Eau Claire North. Won't be able to have those games. Tuesday doing the Valley Conference opener on the hockey side. And then next weekend I'm heading down with the team, the hockey team, down to Milwaukee for games Friday and Saturday. But our next broadcast will be a week from Tuesday when the Warriors travel to Monona Grove. It'll be an interesting non-conference game on Tuesday, December the 5th. So we look forward to that one. And then after that, on December the 8th, the Warriors will open up their conference campaign against the Merrill Blue Jays. So again, it's some interesting non-conference games coming up, and then the start of the conference campaign in a couple of weeks as well. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Without whose help, we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School basketball. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes here from the Fieldhouse, where the Warriors knocked off the Pines Eagles by a score of 62-30. This has been Wausau West Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Basketball has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on your home for the Warriors, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.